Yesterday, we celebrated the memorial of Blessed Jane of Aza. She was the mother of Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominican Order. According to tradition, she dreamt before Saint Dominic's conception about this hound who was racing through the world with a burning torch in his mouth. And this hound was igniting everything it came in contact with. This is in some way, I guess, prophetic to describe what Saint Dominic would do maybe over 20 years later or so. He would preach the gospel for the salvation of souls throughout many parts of Europe. And he would bring many to the faith, and many back to the faith who fell away. We can say that there was a special relationship between this mother and her son. I'm sure she prayed tremendously for her son throughout before he existed, and then after, when he was out there in the world saving souls and doing it in a way that was somewhat unique for the time. During the 13th century, bishops were actually the ones who would preach on a regular basis, not priests as they do today at just about every Mass. And Saint Dominic had this special charism to do this. He founded the Dominican Order, and he founded many Dominicans who today I think we number in, I don't know, the thousands, maybe in the 10,000s, actually dependent on the century too. And the preaching really would set people's hearts on fire to love God more, to go to the sacraments, to receive the sacraments, sanctifying grace, and also to return to the church, to return to the faith. Saint Blessed Jane of Aza, we could say, is our intercessor in heaven who also can help us with our relationship with our parents. We know that our parents are not perfect, neither are we, and they've raised us in a way that, you know, they help us to grow in the faith, ideally. But other times, maybe they fell. Who knows? But for better or for worse, we live now what we learned years ago under the care of our parents. And we receive these good habits as well as the bad. We also have wounds as well, as I've spoken to quite a few people, that they were maybe hurt by their parents in different ways. I'm sure the parents at times were well-intentioned, hurt. Don't always know, but parents aren't perfect. And that's why we have also this intercessor, Blessed Jane of Aza, to help us with our relationship now. Whether it's a great relationship and it can continue to grow, or a strained relationship. Or maybe we were estranged from our families years ago. So she can help us in our relationship with our parents to really pray for them now, whether they're with us, whether they're elsewhere in the world, or they passed on, hopefully to their reward. So today, pray to Blessed Jane of Aza and also Saint Dominic, our founder, that the relationship that they had, that Saint Dominic grew in the faith and became very compassionate for the suffering that he received from his mother, that we may also do the same. Blessed Jane of Aza, pray for us.